Happy Feast of the Epiphany, which is traditionally known as the Feast of the Three Kings or the Three Wise Men from the East who came all the way to Bethlehem in Judea to worship the child, the infant king who was born in Bethlehem, the ruler of the world, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, our Savior. He was born in a manger in Bethlehem. The wise men traveled far to come and see him. And there they are, they arrived. They were there yesterday, you know. Still traveling. Thanks be to God, they arrived on time. They came to worship the Lord, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And they were overjoyed when they found the child with Mary and Joseph. They knelt down, worshipped him, and offered their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And in return, they received the best gift that any human person can ever receive. The gift of Jesus. The gift of light. That Jesus came to bring us in this world. And they went back to their own countries and became the first missionaries of the infant king, Jesus, by proclaiming his message to the whole world. The three wise men represent the Gentile nations all over the world, by which Jesus is trying to reveal himself not only to the Jewish community, but also to the Gentile world, that he came for all of us, to save us all. Our Savior Lord, Jesus Christ. He is the fulfillment of the prophecies of the Old Testament, especially that of the prophet Isaiah, that we just heard in today's first reading. Arise, O you Jerusalem, shout for joy, your light has come. Yes, prophet Isaiah had foretold some 850 years before the birth of the Savior that a light shall come. The people who walk in darkness shall see the light. Today that is fulfilled in the person of Jesus, who is the light of the world, who came to remove the darkness of sin and evil from this world. Yes, there is the darkness envelops the universe. Even after 2,000 years of Jesus' coming into this world as the light of the world, unfortunately still the dark forces are at work in this universe. We just have seen some of the works of the forces of evil in the year past, just that we said goodbye, the year 2015. We have seen the works of the darkness of evil in this world, right? There's so much of the evil forces of darkness of evil is trying to destroy the goodness of God. In other words, there is a constant war going on between the evil forces, the dark forces, and the goodness of the Lord, the good forces. But at the end, the dark forces, the evil, shall be defeated by the goodness of the Lord. That is what Jesus came for. But still we see this struggle going on in this universe. That's why the latest Star Wars movie is becoming more popular, right? Have you watched the movie Star Wars? The latest one? I did. And it was wonderful. You know, Deacon Greg and some other parishioners, insisted that I should watch that movie. And I said, okay, I'm going to see that. So the other day I did. And at the end of the movie, I don't regret watching that. It is wonderful. I came out from the movie with some good message. If you observe in that movie, what they are portraying is a constant battle, a war between good forces and the darkness, the evil forces. Yes, that is so clearly portrayed in that movie. The forces of darkness portrayed by the selfishness and all the cruel things that's being done by one force, the dark forces there. No? Yes. And on the other side, the goodness through the selflessness and through reaching out to help those who are under the influence of evil. So the war is between good and evil. And ultimately, goodness will prevail. Goodness will win over the darkness of evil. That's what the movie's message is all about. We see a clear parallel between this fictional movie and the reality in our society today. Perhaps we could name the evil, the forces of evil, as ISIS. Yes, they are clearly the incarnation of evil in today's society. And they are waging a war against the rest of the world, the goodness of the world. They are trying to destroy the goodness of the Lord, the goodness of God that is found in this world. The evil forces are at work. It is like Herod the king, when he heard about the birth of the Savior, the infant king, he was terrified. He was afraid, so much so he wanted to destroy Jesus. He wanted to kill him because he was a threat to his kingship, to his kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, represented by Herod, the cruel king. Today, the same thing happening in our society. These evil forces, they are trying to destroy the goodness that is found in the world. They are against the light of Christ. And the followers of Christ, we the Christians, are being persecuted throughout the world by the evil forces. But let us not be afraid. Let us make some good resolutions for this new year, 2016. First of all, that we stand with the power of goodness, with the light of Christ. And when we stand together in our faith, courageously living our faith, we can defeat the darkness of evil. Yes, in fact, they are fighting a losing battle. The Lord has already conquered the evils of this world. He is the light of the world. Let us bring in light where we find darkness and evil in today's society. Pope Francis has declared this year, Holy Year of Mercy. He opened the doors of mercy in Rome. All the four basilicas, all the doors have been opened. And all are invited. All the people in the world, especially the Catholic Christians, we are all invited to go through that transformation experience of ourselves by receiving the mercy of God and then becoming instruments of mercy to others. Entering the holy doors is symbolic of undergoing purification, receiving forgiveness through the mercy and compassion of God through the sacraments, and then come out as renewed persons, as new persons in Christ, to be instruments of mercy towards others. So Holy Father Pope Francis is calling on all the faithful to get involved in various works of mercy. They are categorized as the corporal works of mercy and the spiritual works of mercy. We can all find so many opportunities in which we can be an instrument of mercy to our brothers and sisters. In other words, we are called to be the wise men in today's liturgy. The wise men came, they received Jesus, They were totally transformed and they went and proclaimed Jesus to others by their lives, to the whole world. You and I, we are called to be that wise men today, to go forth and be missionaries to one another, to share the goodness of the Lord and fight the darkness of evil by winning over them through our goodness, through love, through forgiveness, compassion, acceptance, and unity, bringing everyone together. This is what we need today for today's world. And we have so many opportunities. Our parish community has been already involved in many of the corporal works of mercy, right? You take our this weekend's bulletin and just turn the pages. You will see our stewardship motto, knowing our faith, living our faith, and sharing our faith. Under each category, you will see what we are doing as a parish community to be instruments of mercy towards others. There are so many opportunities for us. So let us make one more resolution for this new year, besides all other resolutions that you already made, no? That we will read our bulletin. No? We read, not only just read, but we look for opportunities which are already listed in that. And then get involved in some more ministries through which we can be instruments of God's mercy to one another. For example, plan on joining the Jamaican mission that is coming up early February. You know, almost 1 week of mission experience in Jamaica with the brothers of the missionaries of the poor, who work among the poor, the mentally and physically challenged. You know, I was there a couple of years ago. And our parish community team is going again in February. Great way to know, to be one with them, to share the love and charity of Christ with them. Or think of donating to St. Vincent de Paul Society. Donate to the food pantry, St. John Newman Food Pantry. St. Vincent de Paul Society is the charity wing of our St. John Newman parish community. Every year we reach out to people. Show them the love and mercy of God. Yes, we have so many opportunities where you can be, you know, a part of this charity and love of Jesus Christ. In fact, I am leaving this Tuesday to the Philippines, just for 2 weeks of mission experience there. In our mission, which I began during my stay there in the Philippines, and to take care of the poor children there, educating them. And also the parish communities that we began there, I'm going to visit them, you know, to be part of that mission. And we have so many opportunities like that. Perhaps we may not have to travel all the way far and wide to be a missionary. We just look around us, in our surroundings, in our neighborhood. We can be a missionary to one another by bringing the love of Jesus, care, concern, and charity to our brothers and sisters who are suffering, who will continue to live in the darkness of sin. Let us shed the light of Christ to them and make a difference in our surroundings, in our world, as Christians. Yes, we can make a difference as Christians in today's society. Many years ago, in 1930s, a young nun arrived in India, Mother Teresa of Calcutta. And she saw darkness there in the streets of Calcutta. She saw suffering, poverty, hunger, and she made a difference. She decided to make a difference. She transformed the society there. She was able to transform the whole world by her life. And soon she is going to be canonized a saint in September. You see what, when we change our attitude and make a decision, what difference it can bring to the whole society. We can make a difference and we can defeat the darkness of evil, the forces of evil, by our goodness, by always standing up for the values of the kingdom of God and being an instrument of mercy, justice, love, compassion to our brothers and sisters. Amen.